Hi, my name is Melanie Benson. I'm the host of the Amplify Your Success podcast and a profit amplifier. And today I'm the guest of the Inspiring Show.
Welcome to the Inspiring Show with Paul and Jennifer Hensel, featuring inspiring interviews with thought leaders, storytellers, entrepreneurs, influencers, and legacy builders just like you. Learn from experts about finding your voice, mastering your mindset, and creating movements with your message. Tap into timeless wisdom and today's top strategies for transcending to new levels of success, happiness, and joy.
Welcome, everyone, to The Inspiring Show. My name is Jennifer Hensel, and I'm your host today. I have an amazing guest for you, Melanie Benson. Melanie Benson is a profit amplifier and has a gift for guiding fast-paced, mission-driven entrepreneurs to thrive financially in their work. Melanie has a proven track record of accelerating results by using her Amplify techniques. Melanie hosts the weekly podcast Amplify Your Success, which I highly recommend, and she is the author of Rewired for Wealth and co-author of Entrepreneur.com's Startup Guide to Starting an Information Marketing Business. Melanie is a featured icon of influence at the New Media Summit and has her success tips featured in numerous magazines. These include American Express Open Forum, Bloomberg Business Week, Women's Day, Parenting Magazine, and University of Phoenix Alumni Magazine. She's on the executive team of the Women Speakers Association and is a member of the Association of Transformational Leaders. Melanie is a proud lifestyle enthusiast and spends her free time in search of the best spas and beaches in the world. I knew there was a reason I liked her. So enjoy my interview today with Melanie Benson. Welcome, everyone, to The Inspiring Show, and I'm with Melanie Benson today. I'm so excited to be with you, Melanie.
I'm excited to be with you.
We've been supporting each other online for so long now, and I just love everything you do and your story. So thank you for being here. And I was just hoping you could share your story today with our audience. So let's start by just telling us how you got to where you are today.
Well, it's been 20 years this year, so long journey. I started, like many people, as a corporate refugee. I didn't want to work for someone else. I felt highly unemployable, and I basically invested the first 18 months proving everything you should never do to start a business. So, I would say there was a real pivot, though, when I realized that passion and being fired up and being excited about my work was never going to be enough to inspire someone else to work with me. I was trained as a business coach, and they did not teach us how to build a financially successful business, but they taught us how to do a really good job of supporting and serving others and achieving their goals. And so the pivot for me, Jennifer, was I had to learn how to create messages that move somebody from being interested to being intrigued and wanting to explore more to being invested to working with me, and to really learn how to create a language framework that caught people's attention and made them want more.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, a lot of people get stuck in that, don't they?
Especially coaches. I think, and I'm not saying I learned this overnight. I certainly had a few times in my journey where I backpedaled and fell back into some bad habits. And, you know, I think it's really easy for us as coaches and service professionals. Many of us are trained in something that we do. And for me, part of the journey was to recognize that it was never going to be about me, and everything had to be about, am I clearly articulating the problem my client has, the solution that I provide, and a way to get there that instills confidence and a desire to like come in and want more. And I remember there was a real, like, you know how sometimes when you're on the right path, you start to get these clues. So I went early on. I was struggling to break even $1,000 a month. And for many of us, we went to coach training school. You get the training of charge this much a month. You know, you like deliver three sessions a month for that fee. And you got to, you know, if I wanted to break six figures, I was going to have to see something like 40 clients a month. Like that was not happening, right? That was not my dream to work that much in my business. I really had a dream of independence and time freedom. And so I went searching for what is the solution to time freedom? If I don't want to be locked into another job as a coach, how do I break free of those shackles and grow? And I realized, well, okay, we have leverage. We have ways to deliver things one to many. But just because I built it didn't mean they were going to come. That movie does not work in an online business. And so I really had to learn how to articulate the value. And there was a moment I was speaking at a friend of mine's event down in Orange County, and I realized I'd really figured this out when a woman came up to me before I came up and spoke on stage. And she said, Melanie, she goes, it's really driving me crazy. You've been in my head for weeks. I've been listening to your webinars with Adam, and literally like everything you're saying is exactly why we're stuck. And that's the feeling of somebody who knows you get their issue, you get what they do, and they need and want more. And they became one of my best clients for 8 years. And that's the magic we have to create in our messaging.
That's amazing. Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's why I love chatting with you about things, because there's not many people like us who have broken through and really created multiple streams of income and various ways for messaging to get our message out. So now, why do you think sharing your message on podcasts? Because I really want to talk to you about podcasts today. Your podcast is one of my favorites in the world. Thank you. I tell everybody about it. And every episode is just so rich and full of information. So check it out. So I have it on auto in my device. So I just go to it. Whenever you have a new episode, it tells me. I just do it. I love that.
Yes.
So that's what I want to talk to you about today. You and I could talk all day about just so many different streams, but I really want to talk about podcasts today because you've been so successful in that space and you help others now to break through using that particular strategy. So why do you think sharing your message on podcasts is a top lead generation strategy right now?
Well, let me back up a couple of steps and say that one of my all-time favorite ways to attract perfect clients has always been speaking. And I've been really fortunate to be asked to speak on a lot of stages over the years. And at a certain time in my own career trajectory, I knew I couldn't be on the road as much anymore. My physical energy was not keeping up with my mental ambition. And I had to look at some other alternative ways to speak. And right about that time in 2008, 2009, that's when podcasting really started to get a surge in popularity. That's when, like you were saying earlier, the podcast listening devices became easier to use. And I realized that podcasting was going to be a very powerful virtual platform for two reasons. One, as a guest on someone's podcast, you have what's called a captive audience. So that person is listening to you. While they're not listening to 17 speakers, they're not, you know, going, you're not at an event, like being distracted by different people and events, they are listening to you. And that means you have somewhere between 25 and 45 minutes to bond with them and to really engage them. And so that, as a guest expert, is your superpower. That's your secret weapon. If you follow a magnetic messaging system to get your message to compel them, it's gold. Pure gold. The second thing I like about it is for many of us, we are always looking for how do we tap into primed prospect pools, meaning these are pools of potential clients that someone else has been cultivating. They've already built know, like, and trust with. They've deepened a relationship with them and built a fan base. How do we connect in a ethical and really loving, supportive, kind way, right? Well, half of the podcasts I go on are competitors, right? They're collaborative business owners who do something similar, and they are looking for content. And Jennifer, I think you know the statistic. We crossed the 1 million podcast shows mark just a few weeks ago in April of 2020. That means there's 1 million podcast hosts creating content for their shows. Now, not all of them do interviews, but a significant number of them do. And that means they're hungry for content. And that means they need people like us to create content with them to deliver. So I think we have a really rich opportunity to speak, which is a great way to build that know, like, and trust factor and get access to a really powerful prospect pool of people who are hungry for the solutions that we are experts in.
Oh, that's amazing. So now many people have sort of recognized this, and the ones that have jumped in, now I hear people are struggling with getting leads from it. So they've been able to, you know, get the interview and land the interview, but now they're not getting any leads. So why do so many talented experts out there, they get the interviews and then they're not getting any leads.
Okay. So I'm glad we're talking about this because this is an interesting phenomenon. And I actually had no clue that this was such a big issue. And last year I was on somebody's podcast who's a really big name. They're a significant force in the marketing and coaching world. And they asked me on their show, and we were talking about something similar, the messaging. And he said afterward, he said, Melanie, he says, what is your secret? Because I'm not getting these kind of results, because I actually do get leads. I do get clients from podcast guest spots. And he said, what are you doing? Because like, I'm obviously not doing something right. So I had him on my podcast and I figured out what he wasn't doing right. And I started to realize that just because you're really good at sharing your message doesn't mean you know how to craft a compelling message on a podcast. And so I put this little list together just to kind of help, because there's at least 17 different ways that different experts kind of blow it. And one of them is they are winging it when they come on a podcast. They don't have a plan. They don't have a structure. They don't have a messaging plan. They're just like, I'll just show up and talk. And that's not a bad thing unless you do want clients. So when you just show up and talk, it's really easy to do what I call, Jennifer, it's like you get into the rambling rose mode, right? It's like, I'm over here talking about this. And then like, now I'm over here and my story just drifted and went in a different direction. And the listener's like, wait, where are we going with this?
Yeah.
And one of the keys, I call them magnetic messaging pillars. One of the, I think, real keys is having a little bit of a structure to what you talk about. That doesn't mean you can't go off script and have genuine conversation, but if you can know how to pull what I call the golden thread through, meaning you have a topic that gets people interested and wanting to know more, you've got talking points that intrigue somebody and they're leaning in and going, oh, wow, that's interesting. That's unique. Like, all right, I hadn't heard that before. And then it leads them to a specific action step where they are going to get a solution that answers the problem you've aggravated and you know explored in the conversation. Now we have a golden thread, and that's where people are kind of blowing it. They're not doing that. They're just their giveaway has absolutely zero to do with what they talked about, right? So that's one. If we have time, I can cover a couple more. I want to make sure we hit the high notes of what you want to talk about.
Oh, for sure. Please share as much as you want about that.
Well, there's another piece that I think there's two more really big ones. One is there is no buzz factor created. Okay. So buzz factor is equally what we talk about in the conversation, but it's also what happens after the conversation. And another reason why people don't get traction is they assume that all of the traction is going to come from the host of the show, which there will be some, but we are actually powerful marketers ourselves, right? We've got a fan base, we've got community, we've got people who follow our work. If we can create our own buzz, what you're doing when you share the episode after your podcast goes live, after your podcast episode goes live, you are now reinforcing your authority and your credibility to your community. And I can't tell you, Jennifer, how many people have been following me on Facebook or following me on Twitter or following me somewhere, and they see me on somebody else's platform. And all of a sudden, it's like they've seen me for the very first time, right? It's like their attention has woken up and now they want more. And I did a little survey of my Amplify Mastermind members last year. And I asked them, how did you find me? 9 out of 10 of them found me from a guest session or episode I did with one of my colleagues, then started following me on my podcast, then took advantage of Get Magnetic Messaging, and then joined my mastermind. And knowing that tells me that when I share my episodes over and over and over again that I'm featured in, I'm actually winning over the trust of people who are following me but aren't paying enough attention yet. That's a very powerful fact around marketing, right? That is the cheapest marketing you can do.
So now I wanted to ask you, how does your ROCKS method help people with this?
Yeah, so this was quite the buzz on Instagram when I posted about this, and I realized, okay, I think I'm onto something here. And the ROCKS method is a 4-step formula of learning how to connect your message to your client's problem. And so I'm one of those people that when something's broken, I have to study it. And I have to figure out where is something breaking. And I went through this myself. You know, I mentioned my 20 years ago journey, but I actually had a second part to my success journey where in 2009, a lot of things stopped working in my business all at the same time. I like to call it the perfect storm. And one of the things was we went through a really impactful industry transformation. This was the time where a lot of the financial platforms that people had to work with to invest in coaching programs basically froze up overnight. Most of my clients' credit cards stopped working. Their credit lines were decreased. And it was a really challenging time for a lot of people in the industry. And what I noticed was what sold easily up until that moment no longer sold easily. And yet some people were still selling really easily. And I got curious. First, I got pissed and then I got curious, right? For just being honest, I was like, why is this not working? And what I realized was if your message is not relevant, outcome-driven, credibility-focused, and specific, it's very easy for people to not get why they need you. And that's the Rocks method. Relevant, outcome-driven, credibility-focused, specific.
Oh, wow.
And I just basically gave you one of the strategies I teach in my Get Magnetic Messaging, which is have a formula to teach to do two things. One, make remembering it easy. So it's very easy now to remember these four steps. Rocks is relevant, outcome-driven, credibility-focused, specific. And when you are creating formulas, the memory bank locks it in. And then when somebody's struggling with something, they go, wait a minute, Melanie was talking about this. What was it, right? It's one of the ways that makes you memorable and buzzworthy. Okay, so that was a little teaching moment. Now back to why Rocks works. When I started testing specific titles with specific language, so an example might be the number one method to enrolling your best clients versus how to enroll clients, we're getting a little more specific, right? So people want to know what's the number one method. When my clients were struggling with putting webinars out or getting on podcast interviews and they weren't getting it, and I was looking at what they were messaging things, I'm like, there's no relevancy. So I started to test with my clients, what are the titles that draw people in? What are the languaging, the messaging that draws people in? And what is too plain and too generic and causes people to not be interested and want more? So when in an industry that is very much about the immediate 2 seconds we have when somebody sees a flash of an image going by on social media, or they've got 2 seconds to decide if they're going to open an email or not, specificity, relevance, outcome-driven, and credibility all play into the traction we get with how we name things and what we deliver in our talking points. And so one quick way I've seen a huge, we all understand lead magnets. We all understand having a freebie, a call to action. Well, another thing I was noticing is a lot of people are creating these lead magnets and they would come to me and they'd say, Melanie, I want to get more clients from my podcast guest spots, but they weren't. And when I looked at what they were titling their freebie, their giveaway, that next step, I was like, well, it doesn't really pull me in. It's not compelling. I don't know why I need this. And that started to be a framework for how can we retitle something? And I was teaching them, is it going to pass the Rocks method test? And if it didn't, like, I kicked it out. It's like, no, start over, go back, find another title for it. So that's how Rocks factors into it all. And I use it for everything from titling someone's talk to what they're doing in their lead magnet to even how they're designing the talking elements inside the conversation, you know, or we can basically use it in all of our marketing.
Oh, that's amazing. I'm shocked at how many guests who don't have giveaways to begin with. So that's a big mistake that's happening. But I know you help people with all of that and coming up with a relevant giveaway so that if they do have a successful interview, they will capture those leads. So now sort of on that topic, if someone has a podcast, that's one thing. So someone like myself or somebody else who has, you know, taken the brave action to start their podcast, but why should they also be a guest on other people's podcasts?
This is a great conversation because people really don't understand that when you have a podcast, you have to attract listeners. And I see posts from people all the time in my Amplify Your Success community and a lot of the podcasting groups I'm in, where they're saying things like, so I have my podcast, I've been doing it for 6 months, I'm not getting enough listens, what should I do? And I would ask them, like, are you guesting on other people's podcasts? I'm like, no, why should I do that? Because you're a host. Like, this is one of the great ways to get more listens to your show. And I think, again, and I love every single person who's ever been on my show. I'm so grateful for their wisdom. And just because you host a podcast doesn't mean you have a message that's compelling. So some of my most, let's just call it curious conversations were with podcast hosts where I'm like, what are you saying? What are you teaching right now? Like, where's the meat in this? And that this is an opportunity for you to get people to come to listen to your podcast, to come to opt into whatever your freebie is, to do whatever action you want them to do. But you still have to create some kind of compelling language and compelling messaging that makes them curious and want more, right? So absolutely, I think if you're hosting a podcast, this is a great cross-promotion strategy for you.
And you, I just love it that you have so much integrity and you really practice everything you preach. You really walk your talk. And, you know, you have done so many interviews on your own podcast and on other people's podcasts. How many interviews have you done altogether?
I think last time I looked, I've done about 450 collective interviews between this podcast and the one I had before, because I actually had a video podcast before we had Facebook Live, right? Before video was really what it is today. I was like, that was a lot of work for me. And I ditched it and started Amplify Your Success because it felt more aligned. And I think I've done about 1,000 interviews on other people's shows and Facebook Lives and virtual summits and things like that. And remember, I've been doing this for a really long time. So those numbers, I mean, I was doing interviews before we even had video shows and things like that. And a lot of them were in CD clubs or just when YouTube was born, but they're still out there. And interestingly enough, Jen, I had this really interesting demonstration of why, like, you can have a podcast and it can be years old and it still works. I was asked onto John Lee Dumas's podcast in the first year he did it.
Oh, wow. And,
you know, at this time, he's still new. Like, no, he hasn't really built up his traction yet. But I was really intrigued by the name of his podcast. And I thought, sure, I'll do it. And this is probably 6, maybe even 7 years ago, his first year. And I still get leads and I still get clients from that episode. And here's what's really crazy. It was my previous name. Like, I dropped my first marriage. I had a took on Strick and I dropped that when I rebranded several years ago. And I had an old program that doesn't even exist anymore. And it's still linking back to that. And people still find me. So one of the things I love about podcasts is they are evergreen. So you do a good job. You're going to have a constant lead generating machine that's working silently in the background all the time.
Oh, that's a great point. Yes. Yes. And it's amazing that people listen to podcasts longer than anything else, like even longer than video. Mm-hmm. Someone will watch a 10-minute video, but they'll listen to a 45-minute podcast.
Yes.
So these stats that are coming through are just amazing and just getting better and better every day. So you can really help a lot of people with this. Now, what's one thing our listeners could immediately do to get massive value from this session today?
Well, first of all, I want to inspire you. If you've got a body of work that you sell, if you're a service professional, even if you have a product and you're the leader of a business, I want to inspire you to get on other people's podcasts and to recognize that if you teach them one thing that inspires them to live a better life, to have more happiness, to have a better outcome in whatever you're an expert in, then you're leaving a great legacy behind and you have zero understanding and appreciation until you start doing this, how many lives you're changing that you don't even see. So I want to inspire you to decide to get on podcasts. And then the first thing I want you to do is think about what your client journey could be. What could you start with to talk about that you could inspire somebody to want more from you. This is what I do in the Get Magnet messaging, is always start with the end in mind. Don't start from the, all right, so what are we going to title it? Think about, what am I going to share with them? What's the freebie or the first step I'm going to ask them to take? And then what do I title it? And I just want to inspire you to play with it a little bit. I have my clients do like 10 to 15 versions of whatever they think they're going to do. And then the magic starts kicking in. Don't think you're going to write one sentence down and get it perfect. So just play with it. Have fun. Be on the adventure of like, all right, so let's come up with some fun ways. And then here's your big action. Verb it up. Whatever you think your title is, play with some verbs to give it a little pizzazz and a little momentum and some buzz quality. That's probably going to be your number one best title that you get booked on.
Can you give me an example?
Well, here's an example. I could say, how to recognize common mistakes you're making in interviews. Okay, but if I verb it up, 17 costly mistakes you are making in your interviews that are losing you clients and leads. So there's some extra verbs in there, right?
Yes.
Or there's a real estate person that I worked with for a while. And so we were playing around with the title of top 10 reasons your single clients won't buy from you and the secret to getting them to choose you every time.
Mm.
Okay. So it's yes. A little bit more like, oh, what's going on in this? This has got some interesting vibe, right? It pulls the interest factor and gets them intrigued. They won't be invested until they hear you, but you want to get them from interested to intrigued. That's what grabs people's attention. That's what causes them to lean in. That's what sets you apart from everyone else and gets them to listen to that full episode, right?
That's amazing. That's amazing. Okay, so is there anything else you'd like to add?
Oh my gosh, I could go on for hours. So
we could chat about all this. Well, you know what? We're going to go into our speed round. And then after that, you mentioned before your list of 17 things to avoid. What was the title of it again?
The 17 mistakes you're making in your interviews that are costing you leads and clients.
That's a great title. And it's something that everybody listening really should go and get, but we're not going to give them the link yet. We're going to do our speed round and then we'll give people the link of how they can download that complimentary from you, right?
Sounds good.
Great. I want our audience to get to know you like I know you. So first we're going to start with, what do you do for fun, Melanie?
Well, I'm a big family person. So almost all of my fun wraps around time with my family, time with my sister, my niece, my mom, my husband's family. We would probably be hiking. I might be doing yoga. I know that's a little bit on the exercise side. And almost always there is gourmet healthy cooking involved. I know that sounds crazy that that's fun for me, but it is literally my great joy in life to prepare these extraordinary gourmet meals in a very healthy, I eat paleo, so in a very healthy paleo format. So those are some of the things. In better times, you might actually find me having lunch at the beach with my, what we call it, the icon posse or our group of podcasting and spiritual community. So I'm a connector. That's what brings me great joy.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. So thank you for sharing. What's your favorite quote?
I had to say, I have so many, it's so hard for me to choose. But one of my favorite quotes is, sorry, it just jumped right out of my head. It's from Marianne Williamson. And it was said in a way about relationships, and I converted it to being about business, but what you say yes to means you're saying no to something else.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a great one. And so true. We really have to manage our time, you know, being in this business, especially. So also I wanted you to share with us, who inspires you the most or who has inspired you in your journey?
I have great inspiration from Oprah. I know it sounds super cliche, but I'm going to say I'm very inspired by anyone who has entered the ring in an oppressed or traumatic background and shows up and puts their gift out there and says, I don't care what you think, I'm doing what I was put on this planet to do. And I think any woman or person of compromised environment or background who's willing to show up and give it all and push through those fears and those barriers and claim greatness is a force to be reckoned with. Mm-hmm. And I'm all about activating that in people. So I level prefer who she became.
Good choice. We saw her live in Vancouver and wow, just amazing. Like she's just amazing. So what is your favorite book? What book has helped you in your entrepreneurial journey?
You know, I actually don't have a favorite book, but there was a book that was very, very, very helpful for me. And it was a book, I can't even remember who it was. I'll have to go looking through my bookshelves, but it was a book about selling, but not the normal selling, but about how we create frameworks that either expose possibility or create constriction. And it was such a profound book that literally taught me the power of the stories we tell. And so I will find it, Jennifer, and I will send it to you. But what I got out of this book was that every day, all of the time, we are either helping people see how they can succeed with what we do, or we're giving them an out and reinforcing their own fears and constraints. And I see service professionals doing this all the time, where they let people's limitations become their limitations, or they let their limitations become their clients' limitations. And they literally talk people out of working with them because of their own fears. And so that book was profoundly insightful about shifting that conversation in our head so we can shift the conversation we're having with our clients and our community.
Oh, you got to dig it up and tell us the title.
I will. And right now, right? Like what more important time is there to create a better conversation? Right? Like to be willing to steer the conversation towards possibility.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, if you're able to find that, I'll put it in the show notes.
Okay.
All the links to Melanie can be found in the show notes. But one last question, what is a really good tool or resource you'd recommend?
Oh, I am one of those people who I have to have a project management tool. And I absolutely have fallen in love with something called Podio. It's not a very well-known tool, but the reason why I love it so much is I geek out on being able to create systems that run themselves. And so this is one of those tools that allows us to pre-program how something needs to function, like what the workflow is. And literally, it's like all automated. So it literally saves me thousands of hours with my team in manually managing projects and workflow and things like that. So I think it is the creative entrepreneur's best friend to be able to kind of plug in, how do I want something to work? And then know it's going to run and guide your team through what needs to be done.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I'm going to have to check that out because I love, automation. I'm addicted to automation. I want to automate everything.
Yeah. I mean, just a quick example, even from like running podcasts, every time somebody submits their stuff, there's a whole slew of tasks that fire up and my team knows how to handle what to do when somebody submits their materials. So it's really easy.
That's amazing. Such a time saver. And then it really frees up our time to be able to connect with other people when we automate the tasks that can be automated.
Yes. My creative brain is very happy when automation occurs.
Yes. Then we can do fun stuff like this.
Exactly. Frees up time for the things that really like light us up and give us energy.
Yes. All right. So now we talked about your giveaway. Can you give us the link to that and the title again?
Sure. It's the 17 mistakes you are making that are costing you, making in your interviews that are costing you leads and clients. And it's at melaniebenson.com/inspiring. So you can remember the inspiring show, the inspiring link. And a big part of what you're going to receive is clarity about things that you're probably doing without even realizing you're doing things that are costing you that lead and that client. And then there's a little masterclass that you get afterwards on what to do differently that will really turn that around for you so that you can get on podcasts, you can get on virtual summits, you can even use these techniques on your webinars, your video, whatever format that you use communication and speaking, you can transform those into your best lead generation machines using these techniques.
Oh, what a gift. Thank you so much, Melanie.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, I really appreciate your time. And I hope people will go to our show notes and check out all your links and recommendations. Thank you so much for all the value you brought today and for being with us, Melanie.
Thank you for inviting me, and I look forward to connecting with each and every one of you that are listening in.
Wow, wasn't that a great interview? I just adore Melanie Benson, and I really appreciate all the tips and strategies she gave today. It was really value-packed. And you can get the links that she talked about through our show notes at inspiringshow.com. Now, also a reminder, if you enjoy this podcast, please click subscribe, and a 5-star review would go a long way in helping us inspire people around the world. We need inspiration now more than ever. My name again is Jennifer Hensel, and until next time, remember, you have a story. And your story matters.